Well, my stuff is packed up. I'm ready to leave the Institute. I guess this is goodbye.
Tim, your service was exemplary. We won't forget you.
And I won't forget you, because I can't remember much before you.
Right. Well, I'll just put your stuff over here by this untested Institute technology for you to grab on your way out.
Thanks. What is that, anyway?
Oh, this? You wouldn't care. I guess you'd call it a portal inducer. It's nothing you could operate anyway.
Right. Hey, this is weird. There's a transmission coming through your interception console. I thought those would have stopped with the world being saved and all.
Huh. Yes, that is weird. Why not put it through and see what happens?
You think?
Sure. It's probably congratulations or something.
Right. Good thinking. People of Earth, the following podcast is as not real as the center of that gooey circular thing the Earth company Cadbury produces this time of year. The Cadbury Slime Ovum, I think it's called. Inedible, though I've heard talk that it's a viable fuel source for certain interstellar propulsion engines. With that in mind, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
Yes.
I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a magical portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my cohort, Carol Ann, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong. Arnie, thank you for doing the voice. I don't know what it is about that voice, but I love it so much.
excuse me, I can only maintain it for so long, but you still think after last week that that's how I should open every episode?
Yes, there's something, magical is the wrong word, something supernatural about that voice. It raises my heckles. It gives me goosebumps. Does that
raises make sense? Your heckles? Oh no, I don't need more heckles.
Hey, you there, shut up. Sorry, that guy over there is bothering us. Mm-hmm. Arnie, also, I want to thank you so much. I learned such a wonderful parenting tip from you this week.
Okay.
You and I were trying to put Eggy Baby to sleep.
Yes.
And we could not tell if he had been good that day or bad that day. And you said, why don't we put him in 4 feet of cold water? And if he sinks to the bottom, he's good. And if he floats to the top, he's been bad. And that has been such a great system for me to just check up on Eggy Baby and see whether or not he's been, you know, being a little asshole, I'll say it, a little asshole running around, or if he's been a good little boy.
I'm just saying, it's a good system for eggs. It's a good system for witches.
But no one liked my suggestion of turning the heat up on the water to turn him into a hard-boiled detective.
Yeah, maybe when he's older.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it just seems a little too much.
We're putting a lot on
him.
That's
a lot of pressure. And you don't want to put pressure on an egg.
Oh, I am joined by my other Koborg, Usidor the Ghost.
I was Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves knew me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves knew me as Zonan and Hookstanges, and I was known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. But now I haunt this world as a poltergeist.
Carol Ann. I don't know, I just keep saying that as if it's gonna make something happen.
Whoa. Looks like Usidor is trapped in the scrying pool. How'd you get in there, Usidor? Get out of there. What the fuck?
Arnie?
Follow my voice. Usidor, follow my voice.
Get me out of here.
Arnie? I want to talk like that, too. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, bye-bye. We should do a full episode of this voice, Arnie.
I love this voice.
This is a good voice.
Sorry, I just fell in that scrying pool for a second.
Don't worry, Usidor. There's no way you could do a whole episode in a voice.
Yeah, I'd ruin your throat.
How dare you?
So how's ghost stuff?
Being transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Boring. you know, people can see right through me, and
yeah.
A lot of times I feel
yeah,
like they're,
I hate hearing about it.
They're not, well,
so boring.
They're not really looking at me because they're just looking through me.
Oh.
It's just a novelty.
Oh,
you're doing it right now. You're
yeah.
looking at.
Oh, there's something interesting behind you on the wall. You sparked my memory when you said, "How dare you? How's your new program going? How dare you to keep kids off magic?"
So wait, hold on. Is that the full title? How dare you to keep kids off magic?
The dare is capitalized. It's hard to. I mean, you sort of can verbalize it, right? It's how dare you?
Are you trying to keep kids off magic, or are you trying to stop people from keeping kids off magic?
It's how dare you to keep kids off magic. So okay. the premise is how dare you teach kids about magic. But then if you put a poster out, you don't write how dare you teach magic to kids. You write how dare you to keep kids off magic. So people know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and I've seen posters all over town, and it's Yusor in his big hat pointing straight out from the poster. It almost looks like his finger's coming right for your face.
It is. I'm coming right for your face.
I gotta say, Yusor, your programs around town are always a little confusing. Like, you used to have all those posters that would just say read on them, but then you'd have, like, you'd be holding a book that was on fire. I'm like, are we supposed to be reading, or are we not supposed to be reading?
Well, I wanted to promote people to read more, to be more literate, and I think the way to illustrate that is to by putting a book aflame to let them know that the hottest, most delicious, sexy stuff is all in a book.
You know, I started a reading program a few years ago around town, Arnie. I don't know if you saw the posters. It's me kind of shrugging, and it says, "Fuck it." And the Fuck It program is a great reading program because with Fuck It, what happens is if you read a book, or even if you don't, I don't really fucking care, Fuck
yeah.
It. I give you a button that just says Fuck It, and that lets people know, like, fuck off if you're going to ask me if I read a book, like, mind your own business.
Yeah.
And then you also get a personal pan fox face.
Huh.
So you can come to, well, at the time you could come to Choo-Choo's Town and redeem your Fuck It pin for a personal pan fox face. We didn't get a single redemption. Now that I'm thinking about it,
Take a look. I fucked the book.
Arnie, what?
Was that part of it?
Which one so I don't open it?
Yeah, I'll never
Edmonds
tell.
For sale. Wares for sale. Anybody need any wares? I got tons of wares, and I need to get rid of them now.
Ooh,
how you doing, folks?
Oh, hey.
I might need some wares.
Ah, what a firm handshake. Let go.
Pleasure to meet you. What's your name, son? Nice to meet you. You got a nice smile, nice firm handshake yourself. My name's Wally Lyman, and I am dying to sell you something, my man. I need to make a sale.
Wally Lyman?
That's right. Born and bred. Mother's name was Wally, dad's name was Lyman, and that's how we got the name.
Ooh. Hold on. You were born in bred?
I was like, born in bred.
Did they have to slice it open and get you out, or did you eat your way out?
Well, it's sort of like a water birth. So my mom dipped her hips in knee-deep into a bunch of dough, and the heat from my birth popping out there, I came out hot, and I'm coming in hot for you folks, and I got some stuff I gotta get off my hands, and boy, I tell you, at this point, I don't even need the commission. I just need the points. So what you looking at here? You want some mithril? You want some red potion? I got swords. I got maces.
Arnie,
tons of maces.
Arnie.
I'm drowning in maces.
I love maces. I'll take a look at these maces if you lay them out for us to see.
Please, here they are. You can have your pick of any one of them. Hey, tell you what, you look like a nice guy, a nice honest guy. I'm gonna give you buy one, get one free. You get one mace, I'm gonna give you another mace on the house.
I am very honest. Don't ever question my honesty again.
Hey, never would. Hey, honest knows honest. I tell you what, I'm an honest guy. You look like an honest guy yourself. There's no way I would possibly question your integrity, my friend. You've got integrity through the roof.
Ooh, well, you've mentioned being honest several times, so you must be very honest.
Yeah, if you're really honest, you say it all the time, and so I make sure everybody knows that I'm honest because I'm talking about it constantly.
That's how people know I'm fighting evil.
There we go. You're a good guy. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Usador, the Blue Wizard. I fought and defeated the Dark Lord, and now I am but this ghostly apparition you see before thee.
John, I feel like these two guys could just talk at each other for, like, hours.
Yeah, I'm really just sitting back eating some snacks and watching
intense.
This. This is fantastic.
But let me tell you more, for I was brought into this world by a confluence of rain and words and
Arnie.
Birds and fire that insisted there must be a champion, one who would come down and make sure that evil was struck out in all of its forms. And where did you say you were from again?
Arnie, we got a talk-off. We got an old-fashioned talk-off.
Well, I tell you what, I am from northeast East Hog's Face. I've been hiking all over the dang place trying to find somebody who's willing to take this stuff off my hands, and I tell you, it is dry out there, my man. Dry as a bone. But luckily, I found myself three wonderful customers, I mean buddies, who are going to help me out here, because I tell you what, I got 36 beautiful boys, and I got to feed them.
I once transformed myself into a bone. And I appeared before my sweet lady Genlevia, and she did say, I think there's some meat on that bone, and transformed herself into a plate of crepes over 6 feet tall.
John, well, everything the salesman says makes me want to ask him questions, and everything Usador says makes me angry.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got a beautiful lady, you got to get her a beautiful piece of jewelry, maybe a beautiful dress. I'll tell you what, take a look here. I got necklaces, I got rings, I got earrings, I got toe rings, I got every kind of ring you can imagine. Knee rings, even.
Ooh. Now, Arnie, I don't know if you've ever been party to a old-fashioned talk-off, mm-hmm. but you have to judge it on a few things.
Okay.
Speed.
Yes.
Volume.
Two.
Number of words per minute.
See.
Pure insane confidence.
Not listening anymore.
And segue ability, which is when your opponent stops talking, you immediately latch on to anything they said and launch into your own story.
Okay, what were those again?
Arnie, shh, there's no time, there's no time.
Oh, there's no time, not even for segue ability?
You said we're starting to talk again.
Okay. 36 children, that's so many. That reminds me of the time I fought 36 minotaurs. I drew my sword and raised my staff, and I held them both aloft, and I kept the minotaurs at bay for over 12 hours until someone came to help.
Minotaurs are a tough sell, I'll tell you what, because they have both bottom halves of one animal and top halves of another, so you got to sell both things. It's a trick. Tricky sale, I'll tell you what, but I make it happen because I am the best, or at least I was the best until things have been a little rough recently, I gotta be honest with you, which is why I am so desperate to help you into whatever I got here for you today.
Oh no, your mustache just fell off. Things are rough.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. don't pay no attention to the lip behind the curtain.
He calls a mustache a curtain? I guess it is kind of a curtain for the mouth.
Yeah.
What can I say, buddies? What can I offer you, huh? How about you? You're a squirrel or something like that? You want some nuts? You want some... I'll give you anything what you need.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And we're buying
nuts.
Yeah, getting nuts. That's what it was. It's been so long. And I was just so caught up in the talk-off.
You're Chunt and Usador of the Talking Nuts podcast?
That's right. That's right.
That's
us.
Yeah.
My God, I am on the road so much. You two keep me sane.
No.
I've listened to every single episode of you. The one on walnuts changed my life. Changed my dang life.
Ooh. Well, can I just say it was Usador's idea to implement a spell into each episode to keep people sane?
Oh.
Yes. I thought after a few million episodes, I thought, you know, if someone tries to listen to all of this, they're going to lose their fucking minds.
What kind of spell is embedded in this show, Hello from the Magic Tavern?
Oh, Arnie, there are so many secrets interwoven throughout Hello from the Magic Tavern that only once a listener hears the entire podcast from beginning to end will its true magic be revealed.
Arnie, did you catch it? He just did a spell that made listeners kind of scratch the inside of their eye a little bit, like rub right where the eye meets the nose a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't even realize they were doing it. Did you, listener?
But what am I going to buy? That's what I want to know. I got to buy some of this stuff.
Arnie, can I get you anything?
I guess I'm in the market for some wares.
Ah, well, I've got wares galore, my friend. What kind of wares are you interested in?
Do you have worn wares?
Worn wares? Oh, I got new wares, I got worn wares, I got old wares, I got...
Like secondhand?
I got secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand, you name it, I got the hand for it.
Soft wares?
Got soft wares, hard wares, I've got no wares, I got any wares,
I said software. Why are you trying to...
I'll take a look at the hard wares.
You know, sometimes you start off with the software and you can't help yourself. You start clicking on the hardware and you get a good time. What can I tell you?
Okay, let's just look in this chest here. Ooh, Arnie, dirty magazines.
What is on these magazines?
Sorry, they're hardcover magazines. What do you call those on Earth?
Books?
It's like a magazine, but with a hardcover. Books.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I did fall in the mud on the way here, so they are filthy. But I can sell you a hose to wipe them clean if you need.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. You're going to sell us a hose to wipe them clean with?
Yeah, unfortunately, the water bill got cut off at my house, so I've got a bunch of hoses, and at this point, the best they're used for is rags.
Wiping hoses.
Wally, could you excuse us for one moment? Here, I'll pay for this mace, and I'll pick out my second one later. use some of the money to buy yourself a drink at the bar, and we'll be with you in one moment.
And I'll take this copy of Nasty Mouths.
Arnie, Chunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that this salesman, from some of the things he's been hinting at, may be down on his luck.
Oh, my goddesses. Look at this Nasty Mouth.
You've been listening to anything he's been saying?
I've been listening to everything he said, so that I could know what I could talk about.
Yeah, you've been engaged in an old-fashioned talk-off.
Right, yeah, I was in an old-fashioned talk-off. Couldn't you tell?
Good segue ability, yeah.
That reminds me of the time I did the most incredible segue.
Come on.
No, but he mentioned having 36 children and having to shut off the water. Water just comes out of a stream. How do they even do that?
Yeah. We should keep buying stuff because I don't want to be the death of this guy.
I don't want to be the death of this salesman either. So I think we should buy as much as we can. And probably we'll also just feel happier because, like, we're all looking for something. And maybe that will help fill the void if we buy some stuff.
Sure.
Yes, let's make him happy. Let's make him biff. I mean, buff. Oh, I feel like I'm having a stroke.
How about I sell you a drink, my friend? I'll sell you a drink. You can't sell me a drink. I'm going to sell you a drink, my buddy. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Yeah. I'll tell you what. You tell your wife I say hello.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for that nice little break there. I really needed something to wet the whistle. Now I got myself a brand new bag, and I'm ready to talk wildly to y'all.
Oh, sorry. We're actually going to take a longer break right now, and then when we come back, we'll talk to you some more.
Fair enough. Anything for advertisement. Yeah. I'm down.
Should we tell him that Otak's wife has been dead for years? So, Wally, I wasn't listening to most of what you said in the first segment. Could you tell me who you are and what your deal is?
Name's Wally Lyman, and I'm a salesman. I'm here to sell wares here and far. I travel all over the world, all over Foon, quite frankly. And, well, I got to tell you, it's been rough recently. It's been a tough couple seasons. And let's just say old man Rent is biting down my neck here. And I got 36 beautiful boys, and each one of them needs some food. So let's...
Beautiful boys.
Oh, yes, they're gorgeous. In a way, I stop saying anything too effusive about their looks because I don't want to sound like a creep, but they are good-looking kids. I hear from everybody. These are beautiful, beautiful boys.
And wait a minute. You said Old Man Rent. That wouldn't be Arthur Rent, would it? Is Arthur Rent the lord of your land?
Yes, Arthur Rent is the lord of my land, and he is crushing me with these things. I tell you, every month he wants payment. Every month.
That guy's a fucking pig.
I think that's how rent works.
Have you met him, the talking pig, Arthur Rent?
I've met some talking pigs, but I don't think I've met Arthur Rent.
But they all seem the same to you?
Wow.
No, Arthur Rent doesn't sound anything like Thomas Foolery, who I think is dead.
So all dead people just look alike? Wow.
Eventually.
How do you feel about that, Usador? That seems like pointed directly at you.
Well, I mean, I would be more concerned about it, except that everyone seems to be looking right through me at whatever's going on behind me.
Hey, I see you, Usador. I see you, and I see the money in your pocket, and I want to make a separation.
Well, I've already bought one mace, and, I decided I'd just go ahead and pay full price for the second one, if you don't mind.
No, a guy like you couldn't possibly string you along that way. Tell you what, take that mace for free. Take another couple maces for free. You seem like an honest fella, and I'm going to make sure you're taken care of today. In fact, here's 30 gold pieces just for the company. I've been having a good time.
Oh, okay.
Wally, I have a question for you.
Yeah, shoot away.
In your job, and I'm not trying to discourage you or make you self-conscious. In your job, are you getting the good leads or?
Yeah, it's been a rough one. It seems like the good leads are whiff away from me, just so close and yet so far away. But you know, I just go back to my constant motto here, which is ABC, always be crying, because it is out there. I tell you what, I am dying. I am drowning.
That slogan took a turn because you seemed very upbeat sounding when you said the first couple of words, but then it took the segue ability into the crying part was really shocking.
Well, I've mastered the art of segues because I am a fast talker and I do talk-offs left and right. So when it comes to segues, I got that locked down.
Now, I'm concerned, much as Chunt is, about your profession. You just gave me several maces of seemingly high quality.
Absolutely. These are the best of the best. Would you like some more? Here, take some shame.
No, please. If you're giving away all your wares, plus giving me gold, 30 pieces. It's not an insignificant amount of gold. Maybe that's part of why you're having trouble selling. You need to take money in exchange for goods and services.
Well, you don't sound like you're a salesman yourself. And let me tell you, I've been doing this for a long time. I was a very, very wealthy man when I started off. And you know, you got to spend money to make money. And I'm still waiting for the second half of that sentence there, but I got that first one locked down.
How wealthy? Were you like a duke or a baron or something?
I was basically a merchant of high regard. So I was not necessarily a wealthy landowner, but I was, I'd hobnob with the folks. I know my kings and my queens here and there, you know, and hang out.
Ooh la la.
And then, of course, I started the salesman profession, and let's just say it was all downhill from there. And I'm not talking downhill like sledding, I'm talking downhill like tumbling.
So somehow you were a wealthy merchant who had a lot of money, even though you didn't sell anything.
Tons. I was rich.
And then you started selling things, and you started losing money, and still had time to have 36 beautiful boys?
Well, we did it in three goes, so it was three does tuplets. And okay. I tell you, my wife was really upset the second and third time that happened. The first time, she was shocked. The second time, she was pissed. And the third time, she was out of there. She is gone. It's me and just the boys. Yes, it's a big house, a house of men here, fighting, always roughhousing constantly. We are I tell you what, there's a smoke cloud popping around our house because we're always tussling.
Now, I gotta ask, the three does tuplets, did they all come out like linked arm in arm or foot on foot or almost like a conga line? How did they come out?
It was basically like, you ever see one of those automatic crossbows where it's like, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta? That's basically the sound it made as they popped out of my beautiful wife. Former wife,
but
ex-wife.
What was making the noise? What was making that noise?
That was the sound of each of those boys hitting the door, because they slammed out, hit the door, bounced up, started running around like little psychopaths.
Wow, it's a disturbing image you've painted for us here today.
Yeah, it's an image for you, but it's my life, I tell you what.
I can understand why your wife maybe decided to leave, because if there was a fourth round of that up for her, I'm sure. Who could? I'm amazed she lived through three of those.
I will never hear the sound the same way again. I'll be honest.
I tell you what, you know, they say 36 beautiful boys is a party and 48 beautiful boys is a crowd.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, she got out while the getting's good. What can I say?
So, what are their names?
They're all named Greg.
Smart.
Greg?
Yeah, Greg. We considered numbering them, but at a certain point it became unwieldy to even do that. So it's just Greg. I yell, Greg, get over here. And they all tumble up and they pop up. They're like, they like to form little colonies. They're, you know, like an ant farm. That's basically what my house is.
Sounds terrifying.
It is. It's horrifying. That's why I'm always on the road.
Wally, can I ask you, what does a merchant do? Like, as opposed to a salesman. What did you do when you were a merchant?
A merchant mostly just sort of sits in a high, happy castle and collects money from selling things and hey, has a storefront, perhaps. Maybe goes around and has regular customers. It's a pretty easy life, a little too easy, if you ask me. And a salesman hustles. A salesman gets out there, hits the bricks, goes walking around making sure that everybody's got what they need and you get what you need, which is, in my case, endless suffering. But I'm hoping that I'm going to turn the corner just around this, maybe the next season.
So it sounds like the difference between being a merchant and being a salesman is the struggle and less work-life balance.
You know how an artist, when they're happy, does not make good art? That's how I feel about sales. You got to be suffering to be a good salesman.
Oh, okay.
And I am the best salesman I've ever met.
Yeah, ABC. And you haven't stopped seeing this whole time.
Yeah, even when I'm laughing, there's tears curling down my face. What can I say?
Yeah, the listener might not realize this from the tone of your voice that you're weeping most of the time.
Oh, yeah. I got to keep hydrated. That's why I got this little glass of ale here to keep at least some liquid in my body, because Lord knows it's coming out my eyes. I haven't peed in 6 years.
Well, that might be an unrelated issue that you might want to see an apothecary about, but I'm just curious, what else can I buy from you today?
Well, let me look at you here. You got blue on, you look great in blue. What do you say I get you a new tunic here, huh? I got this brand new tunic lined with gold lace here. Very expensive.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you for your steal. In fact, I'll let you steal it. Here you go.
No. Let me pay for it.
Wally, I see a sign here on your wares. It says, steal one, get one.
Absolutely, yeah. If you manage to steal one, and I'll let you, you get another one for free. No problem.
Wow, that's a good deal. Isidore, you should take
it. That is.
Right, but if you steal one, you already get one. So technically, if you steal one, you get two. Is it steal one, get one, or steal one, get two?
At this point, you can take whatever you want, and I'm not going to look an eye.
But that's not a business.
It is a business. I'm a very successful salesman, and I'm dying out here.
Isidore, you can't afford to not take this deal. Look at that sign. It says if you don't take this deal, you owe him 3 million coins.
Isidore, what are you doing?
Why would I owe him 3 million coins if I didn't steal from him?
It's on a sign.
Are you going to argue with a sign, Isidore? That's ancient magic.
You're right. Well, fine. I'm going to steal this salt and pepper shaker that looks like a couple of ducks.
There you go. His and hers salt and pepper shakers. Now, let me just make your receipt up here on this...
Which one's his?
Gold piece coin. There you go.
I can't tell. Is salt or pepper?
I don't know why we're gendering salt and pepper. It seems
salt
very
and
peppers?
Odd. I think it's salt and peppers.
I'm rapidly going back and forth between which one I think is pepper. Like, I keep thinking of good reasons for either way.
You're going to lose your mind when I introduce paprika into the equation. What can I tell you?
It's salt and peppers, not salt and pep Steve.
Very well. Interesting. Is that my receipt there?
Yes, right here. I put it on a gold piece so you can take that home, shine it up, and enjoy it.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't want you to lose it. If I put it on paper, you'd throw it away.
All right. Well, somebody else buy something. I don't know what else to do here.
Wally, can I buy you a drink?
Hey, I'm not going to say no to a drink.
I don't know if I offended you. Do salesmen drink?
Do salesmen drink? Yeah. Do actors turn into a series of bats? Yes, salesmen drink. Do not worry about it. I can drink you under the table. In fact, I'll sell you the table and then I'll sleep underneath it because I don't have a house.
Okay. Pick your poison.
I drink ale, straight ale, left and right. Ale, it's nice and cheap and it gets you wasted.
Okay, I'll be right back. Ernie, you want anything?
I'll have a red potion.
No.
You'll have a child red potion.
You
serve you anything? Water, okay.
A hearty ale for me.
Great, I'll be right back.
Now, I couldn't help but notice you just mentioned you don't have a house?
No, well, the boys have basically filled out the house, so there's no space for little old me in there. That's why I'm always on the road.
So you own a house, but you, Wally, don't have a house.
No, I mean, I can look at it from the outside. I can crawl around on the roof and maybe try to get an elbow through a window. But at this point, it's pretty much jam-packed with beautiful boys named A. Greg.
Wally, I'm going to throw out a theory. Is it possible you're just trying to avoid your beautiful boys? Like, you had 36 beautiful boys, and you're like, I got to get a little bit more work into this work-life balance.
Arnie, I wish I could call you insightful, but it's obvious. I definitely do not want to be home with those beautiful boys. They're always wrestling. They're always swearing. I tell you what, I don't know if you've had to deal with boys before, but they are disgusting. And they are in the bathroom, fighting over the bathroom, in there for hours at a time, making a little conga line, trying to make something happen in there, and I do not like it.
Wally, perhaps they are this way because they lack parental guidance. Perhaps they need their father.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought of that before.
I mean, their mother is gone. Well, now that I think about it, maybe they need their mother.
Yeah.
Not you.
Isidore, here you go. Here's a hearty ale. Arnie, here's a potion-flavored water.
Okay.
And Wally, here you go. I got you 36 ales, one for each of your beautiful boys.
Oh, here we go.
Whoa, he's doing flips.
Wow, he's really tossing those back.
He dropped a lot of those bottles.
Go. Oh, yeah.
He's missing his mouth so much of the time.
But he looks good doing it.
No wonder he's dehydrated.
Hey, catch!
Oh, whoa. Watch out.
He's just headbutting them.
Yeah! Now I'm feeling good. Boy, am I parched. Can I maybe get another drink?
Oh, Wally, you've drank quite a bit. And you also, you drank quite a bit, and you also dropped or spill about 22 to 26 of those on you. You shouldn't go home tonight. If you come home drunk to your beautiful boys...
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't go home tonight. Good point, Chunt. I probably shouldn't go home tonight. I like what you guys were saying before, but Chunt's probably right. I probably had a little too much. I should probably sleep here tonight.
Wow, he jumped on that so fast.
Yeah.
I suppose you can crash in my room here at the Strange Familiar.
Absolutely. I would love to do such a thing. And for your honesty and generosity, I'm going to give you, I'll tell you what, here's another couple of maces for you.
No.
Here's a new tunic, and here's 36 gold pieces, my man. You're my best friend, and I'm so happy to have you.
What? I'm your best friend?
You're my only friend, and therefore you're my best friend.
Should I upgrade from Aprel Fuels to Wally Lightman?
Usur, I don't know if this is an upgrade. This guy is soused, and he's voluntarily abandoning his children, his 36 beautiful boys.
Barky, 36 more this way, buddy.
Oh, shit. What have I done?
Well, it's just, I see you and Arnie have such a fun, you know, best friendship, and I don't get to, you know, have a best friend all the time, so, you know, I gotta take what I can get. Hey, best friend.
Yeah, I'm right here for you, buddy.
I'd like to pay you for these maces that you so generously gave to me tonight, now that our friendship has been confirmed to be best in nature.
My friend, I could not accept money from you. Not in a million years.
Oh, well, how are you going to make money as a salesman?
I'm still working out the details on that. I have a feeling I'm going to crack the code any second now. I feel like prosperity is right around the corner.
Okay.
He keeps bringing up corners. Something's always around the corner or just up the bend.
Just on the horizon, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's fucking stuck.
I'm at the edge of something great. I can feel it.
He's in a vicious circle. He's walking in circles.
A circle famous for corners.
Wally, is it possible that you just need to slow down a little bit?
Yeah,
marching, running forward, throwing products at people. Maybe is it time for you to slow down and reflect?
Ooh. Oh, my man, Arnie, you bring up an interesting point.
Yeah, I do that.
Maybe I should take a breath, look back at what I've done over my life, and, oh boy, I gotta tell you, this feels a lot worse than running and going. My boys, beautiful A. Greg and, oh God, and A. Greg. Oh my God, and A. Greg.
Oh, yes.
and A. Greg.
Let's cut to a break while he has A. realizations Greg. About each of his 36 sons.
Oh my God, A. Greg, beautiful A. Greg. And A. Greg, oh, he's supposed to be learning piano, but I can't afford lessons. Oh, my beautiful boys. Usador, Arnie, Chanta, I've appreciated this time, but I think I gotta get back to my family.
Yeah, it may be difficult. It may not feel good at first, but working through these emotions and coming to terms with these things is going to help you in the long run. I have to believe.
Yeah, well, I gotta be honest, if I may share a little story. I have one beautiful boy, he's a giant eggy baby, and there was a time where he was gone from my life. He was taken from me, and I could have searched harder, I presume, and when I finally found him, I think he resented me. I think all that sort of karma built up to the point where he didn't want to be around me at first, and I had to win him back over, and at the end of the day, all I was left with was karma and egg.
And now, look at their relationship. Chunt is using Eggy Baby as a footstool.
Yeah. Let me just adjust my feet here. It's so comfy.
Sounds like maybe what I'm preparing myself for is the ultimate sale. Because I got to sell myself to 36 beautiful boys packed tight into a cottage back home.
Oh, you didn't mention they're packed tight.
Oh, yeah. It is disgusting.
Are these stacked? Are these stacked, Griggs?
I wouldn't call it stacked, more smushed, but there's not a lot of breathing room in there, and they somehow make it work.
Wally, would you like our help? Do you want to practice what you would say to your boys, and we could be at least three of A. Greg's?
That would be wonderful, and for your time here, here's 25 gold pieces each. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
A. Greg, and A. Greg, you're my three oldest, my three best. I love you more than... Yes?
I am so sorry. Every time you say Egg Greg, Eggy Baby starts to shake a little bit. I think he thinks you're saying Egg Greg or Egg. So could you really enunciate or whatever you need to do? Just don't make it sound like egg.
Sure. How about I say Lettuce Greg?
Perfect. Thank you. Sold. You sold me on it.
Wait, no. Now we've got a problem. That giant sentient pile of lettuce that sits behind the table that we... Have we never mentioned that lettuce on the show before?
The guy's... He's always in prayer, right?
I think so.
Let us pray?
Yes.
Hey, let us pray.
Yes.
Maybe he's a Roman Catholic. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to call you all Tim. We'll just call you Tim for the sake of for brevity.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, so let's start back over, and you say Tim.
All right. Tim.
Yeah.
Tim and Tim, I got to tell you, I know I haven't been there for you. When your mother left, it felt like a part of me left with her, and I look at you and I see myself, and I think ultimately the stuff that I don't like about me is the stuff that I don't like in you, and I want to find the stuff that I like in you and start to like myself too. And if you'll have me, and you can maybe squeeze together a little tighter, maybe I can slip in there and be a father to you. What do you say, boys? Will you have old Wally Lyman back in your life?
I don't know, Dad.
Well, as the youngest baby boy, Tim, I personally find that I would like you to be our father.
Oh, what do you say, Tim? And Tim, do you agree with Tim?
I agree. 36 beautiful boys.
Oh, what do you say we start a show choir, boys? I think we got the talent, I think we got the goods, and Lord knows I got the marketing skills.
What do you say, Tims?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm into it.
Yes, sir, do the voice.
What?
We're all doing like a fucking Tim voice.
Yeah.
Arnie said I couldn't do voices.
He said you couldn't maintain voices.
Yeah.
Wally, how long are we doing this?
Well, we got three of you, so we got to do this how many more times? 13 more times, and we should be okay.
Oh, boy.
You, sir, don't do the voice.
I'll try.
Listen, whatever voice you want to do, statistically, one of my boys is going to have it, so don't worry. You're going to be okay.
Hey, I'm Tim number 4, and I'm all thumbs up for this deal.
And I'm Tim 22, and I'm saying big old yes.
I'm Tim's 5, 6, and 7. We're in.
Oh, smart. Yeah.
This is beautiful. And you know what? At this point, I think we've got quorum. Enough of you are on my side that the rest of them are just going to succumb to peer pressure, and they should be here, too.
All right, I'm Tim 13, and I guess you don't want to hear what I have to say. So.
Tim 13, could you shut up? Get in the closet, Tim 13. Get back in the closet.
Oh. Tim 13 is a cool name.
And actually, Dad, we've created a game while you were gone. It's time to play Name That Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes and turn around, and one of us Tims is going to talk, and you have to name that Tim.
I think I could name that Tim in one note.
He's going to submit his answer in writing?
Okay, here
we
go.
I'm going to go with that. Was that go ahead. Hit me with it, Timmy.
Okay. Also, Tims, we rehearsed this. Name that. Come on.
What?
There's 35 other Tims.
We're doing it now.
You're doing it now. We rehearsed it. Hum, 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 hum. I'm up here.
I'm down here.
I'm over here by the door.
Name
that Tim.
Okay. Arnie, you make a sound.
Oh.
That's got to be my boy Tim.
Damn, got it in one.
Yeah.
Daddy!
Well, folks, I tell you what, you made me feel like a father again, and I'm ready to do just that. Be a pop to those boys.
Oh, Wally, we're no experts, but I have to imagine it'll go exactly like that.
My beautiful Tims. Oh, Hey, Gregs.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah,
dude, boy, now I'm going to call him Tim.
You about what all your kids' names are?
Man, Tim is so much catchier.
I know. Hey, Greg, it's like...
You know what? Maybe I can sell them on Tim. If I can make them love me as a father, I think I can change their name to Tim.
Actually, Wally, I assume A. Greg, it's A. period Greg, so each A stands for a different A name, for each individual starting with the letter A. Can you go through those A names?
Actually, A was the beginning of a series. I was going to call the next one B. Tim, but they kept coming out so fast, I just stuck with A.
Did you hear yourself? You said B. Tim. You said B. Tim.
To B or not to B. Tim, I suppose, but I'm sticking with A. Tim, left and right, A.
Now look, if your A. Gregs want to be called Tim, and you make this seem desirable to them through your salesmanship, then you can withhold love and not change their name until they love you.
Mm.
Now there's a tactic. I love what you're saying, Usador. You are a salesman at heart, and that's the nicest thing I've ever said to anybody.
Aw.
Wally, I think it's time to Greg it home, because it's about Tim. You become a father.
Yeah. What Chet said.
Arnie, thank you.
Honestly, that's the nicest thing you've ever said. Can we get a shirt in the merch store that just says what Chunt said?
Yeah, what Chunt
said.
Hey,
not just one. You can have three, and you got to steal them from me, and I'll give you 65 gold pieces just for the smile, my friend. Thank you so much.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Should we get Wally to do our merch for us?
Oh, yeah, Wally.
No, you already don't sell enough merch.
Oh, now I'll make sure that this merch is gone. Don't worry. Everybody's going to have that merch. Can't promise any sales necessarily, but you're definitely going to be, that merch is going to be off your hands.
That sounds good to me. Wally, what are some, before you go, what are some just kind of tools of the trade? Like, how does one become a salesman? How does somebody go from a man to a salesman?
Well, first thing you got to do is you got to get wares. And if you have wares, then you know where you got to go next, which is the market. You go to the market, and then you start talking. And the faster you talk, the more people are going to listen, my friend. And you say their name. People love hearing their name. Chunt, don't you love hearing your name? Chunt, Chunt, Chunt,
yeah.
Chunt.
Oh.
Sounds good to hear,
the most
it?
Beautiful sound in the world. Honestly.
And once I got you on my side, I start throwing merchandise at you and then tossing coins your way, and then I run away as fast as I possibly can.
Okay, so once we have wares, I believe we had, I read this somewhere, it wasn't in Nasty Mouths magazine, can't remember where it was, that you have to kind of house your wares. So I think what that requires is you, or your wizard, we would have to enchant a house to every full moon turn into a warehouse.
Oh.
And then when it changes or transforms, we can then store our wares in it for that night of the full moon.
I can definitely help set that up, get you a warehouse that that transforms on the full moon. Can I see that nasty mouth?
Oh, yeah, here you go. Careful, it's covered in mud. Wink, mud.
It's filthy.
Wally, this brings up a question. Where did you get all of your wares from originally?
Generational wealth.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh, sucks to hear.
That makes a lot of sense.
So you're going to, like, lose most of it, but then still have more money than most people and be perceived as a success.
I'm a wild success. I've got a book right now coming out called The Art of the Steal, because people steal from me constantly, and I can't have enough.
Are you, wait, Lyman? Is that your last name?
Lyman. Wally Lyman.
Oh, Lyman. Of the Lymans?
Absolutely, yeah. You've heard of us.
Yeah. Arnie, this is a family that goes back generations. They help dispose of dead bodies, the Lymans.
Mm.
They would bury them, mix this concocture into the grave, and bingo bango, the body disappears.
Bingo bango, the body disappears?
Oh, that should be on a shirt. We should, we should get into wares. We should become salesmen.
Well, if you ever need any tips, you know who to call, my friends. I am always at your beck and call, ready to service you in any way you want me to service you. You got
okay,
my
I didn't.
Wally.
No, I'm telling you, my services are at your command. I will be on my knees begging to service you.
This took a turn. It really turned a corner.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
A beautiful round corner.
Wally, I'm very concerned for you. I'm very concerned for your sons. I'm so happy you are my best friend, though. And I just wanted to say I wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope you make a fortune as a salesman.
Hey, I'm telling you, I am just on the precipice of becoming a wealthy man once again. And your luck is coming right back at you, my friend. I'm but a mirror reflecting all the goodness that you see in me is me just showing you what you're showing me, my friends. And I wish you luck on your quest, whatever it may be. And hopefully what I've given you today gives you the tools you need to accomplish what you gotta do.
My quest? Whatever my quest may be. Oh, yes, I have to get back to fighting evil. To fight evil, I have to be alive again. Arnie, I've decided that I'm going to use Lifestone. Not really, because I don't need it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come back to life and fight evil.
Wally, did you hear that? On your travels, as you go throughout the land, in Foon, selling your wares, tell everyone that Usador the Ghost is back. He's now Usador the Blue. Corporeal. Or how do we want to sell people on that?
Yeah. Oh, well, I was thinking about a poster.
Yeah.
That's a picture of me in a coffin.
Okay.
And it says, Usador dead? Question mark?
Yeah.
See,
that seems to be sort of continuing the idea that you're dead.
No, because there's a question mark.
What if it was you in a casket? No, sorry, it's you crawling out of a casket, and it says, dead is dead, baby.
Oh, I like that.
So dead is dead, meaning you're alive. It's like a reverse negative?
Right. Yes. But I like that one, too. Arnie?
We'll figure something out.
What Arnie said.
And in case there's any confusion, the cast of this podcast is available to brainstorm your next advertising campaign or corporate branding session. Our approach is haphazard and our rates are desperate. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Wally Lyman, the Traveling Salesman, was played by special guest Andy Junk. If you want to see Andy perform and you're in the Brooklyn area and you're not busy buying a fedora or ruining things for everyone, check out the Brooklyn Comedy Collective, where he teaches classes and performs with the improv team Olestra. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Amara, Alicia, Espinoza, Rana Ahmed Khan, Joey Huzar, Ben Wuerflein, Taslin, Rob Chevalier, Sav Ayanami, Jeremy Myslowick, David Kelkis, and Ali Curls Gone Wild Ayalon. That's curls with a C. Like, see what I did? I changed a popular phrase because all of culture is mine for the editing. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all of the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Currently, we're running season 3 of Masters of Mayhem. Episode 2 with special guest Erica Elam. Oh, Erica's working again? How nice for her. Just dropped. Here's a clip.
God, I would love to be your mushroom. I never really had what you might call, you know, friends. But yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, let's be mushrooms, you know? You'll be my mushroom, I'll be your mushroom. I'd love that.
Great, great.
Everybody here is everybody else's mushroom.
Yeah, just a couple of fungi.
Yep, never heard that one before.
I'm guessing you did. I'm guessing you did. That's what you say when you've heard it a lot.
Yeah, I have heard it a bunch of times.
Some might say that was in spore taste.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, 1-0. I'm in the lead.
Yeah, I'm not a comedian. I'm a corrupt aristocrat.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Huh, that transmission wasn't a congratulatory message at all. It was almost like nothing had changed. And what was with all the Tims in there? They were throwing that word around like it wasn't a real name.
Of course it's real. Tim is a real name. Not the result of brainstorms and focus groups and one expensive offsite. Now, Tim, just grab your things next to that untested device that's beyond your understanding, and off you go.
Right. You know, looking at this portal inducer, it does seem strangely intuitive.
Curious. What an unexpected surprise. I suppose, as a fun experiment, you could try operating it. Just for science. And giggles.
Well, it seems pretty straightforward. If you wanted to open a portal to another dimension, you'd start by aligning this array of dispersion funnels.
It's working.
And then you'd simply...
He's doing it.
What's that?
Who cares? Ignore it.
There's a message coming through on your console.
Don't worry about that. Open the portal, and then perhaps a nice LaCroix?
I've had enough LaCroix. No one should have that much LaCroix. Opening this message. If you're reading this, stop what you're doing. Nothing is as it seems.
Don't you just hate spam emails? Delete it.
Signed, Trisha.